It's time now for Tournament Fever with Travis Krenz on KORN News Radio, FM 101.3, AM 1490, and online at KORNradio.com. Tournament Fever brought to you by Agronomy Plus and Mitchell, Valley Station in Armour and Rock Creek and Howard, C&B Operations, your local John Deere dealer, Precision Grading LLC, and Mitchell Hearing Aid Center. Now here's your host for Tournament Fever, Travis Krenz.
It is that time of the year again. Mitchell Colonel basketball getting ready for the Colonel's quarterfinal game coming up here in a couple hours. We'll be at the Premier Center in Sioux Falls, 1:45 or so that tip off. But first, it's your Tournament Fever show here on the north side of Sioux Falls at the Quality Inn and Suites. Marcus Traxler with me again. Marcus making the trip over, reunited again.
Good to be here. Good you can pull me out of the bullpen.
Pull you out of the bullpen for this year. Travis Krenz and Marcus Traxler here for the next hour. We'll be talking with some of the players, some of the coaches, Riker Kreitzfeldt, and some of those seniors as well, some of the starters for Mitchell. Five seed this year, taking on the number four seed Harrisburg, a rematch of that seventh place game from last year. Both teams at 14-7. They met here about 2.5 months ago there at the Corn Palace, that first game of the new year back on January 4th. It was tied going into the fourth quarter, but then 26 points for Harrisburg in that fourth quarter. They ended up winning that game by 9. So one of the early season losses for Mitchell there at home. And I would say this Harrisburg team, we saw them last year. They lost a lot from last year. And I guess looking at where teams were supposed to be or where I thought they would be in the preseason, I did not have this Harrisburg team in the state tournament. Not only that, they get a 4 seed. So for me, this is the most surprising team in Double A this year, the Harrisburg Tigers.
Yeah, one of those teams that you probably put down, you know, from here going forward, that they're Sioux Falls suburb. Yep. You basically count on them, you know, reloading in some way each year. I think Brandon Valley in a lot of years is the same way. So yeah, certainly impressive that Harrisburg has gotten back here. Scott Langrock, one of the better coaches in Double A, I think he's shown that. So you know, good for the Tigers to get back here. And it's interesting that these two teams were in the seventh place game. They played a couple highly entertaining games last year when you think back to the matchup in Harrisburg. So it'll be interesting to see how this game plays out. Obviously, Mitchell, they just didn't shoot it well enough the first time they played against Harrisburg, only shot about 35%. So got to shoot the ball a little bit better. And then defensively, you know, when it comes down to crunch time, because it almost certainly will in this game, defensively, you got to be a little bit better.
Yeah, 4-5 matchup here. This will be the second game of the afternoon. You have Roosevelt, the 1 seed. They're at 21-0. They take on the number 9 seed Yankton. That'll be at noon. Then we've got that SDSU game coming up against Providence here at 11:40. So hopefully that game is done right when we're ready to tip off. So I will have both of those games, plus the SDSU women coming up at 7 o'clock. They take on Ohio in the WNIT. So we've got a triple header of basketball here today on KORN. You look at the night session, four Sioux Falls schools, and the 2 seed O'Gorman, they'll take on the 7 seed Lincoln at 6 o'clock. Then the 3 seed Washington versus the 6 seed and the newcomer Jefferson in their first year as a school. That'll be your final game tonight at 7:45. So you look at this AA bracket, you got four Sioux Falls schools there in the night session. You got Roosevelt, they won it all last year. They won, you know, 35-plus games in a row. You got Harrisburg right outside of Sioux Falls. And you got Mitchell, and you got Yankton, another surprise team. I kind of had, you know, Aberdeen, I thought they would make it. They end up losing an 8-9 matchup to Yankton. They get out there without Matt Moores this year. And I thought maybe the peer team would maybe be in the mix. But you look at Harrisburg, you also look at Yankton, that 9 seed, 13-8, and you would maybe put them as that, you know, number 8 team in this in this bracket here. They got a tough matchup here against Roosevelt. I guess the question is, can anybody beat Roosevelt? Because they haven't lost in a long time. Mitchell came as close as anybody here about a month and a half ago.
Yeah, it's a real question for me in this bracket. You know, Roosevelt's 21-0. They haven't, I think, 32 straight games they've won. You know, are they? They won 5 games by 5 points less, including the 1-point win over Mitchell. You know, is that who they are, or do they have another gear that they can find and they can, you know, blow teams out in this tournament? They have those types of players, but I think this is who they are. I think they're bound for a couple close games in the state tournament. You look back at the state championship, I think they beat O'Gorman by like 26. I just don't think that's going to happen again. So, you know, I think Roosevelt will be in for a couple tough games. I don't think Yankton necessarily will be the best challenge for them in this first round. I think the game to watch is O'Gorman and Lincoln, aside from the Mitchell game, because Lincoln, they've kind of been the team we've talked about all year, just sort of right there, capable of knocking off the top teams. O'Gorman's very good, but you play a team now for the third time in this state tournament. That'll be interesting to keep an eye on. And I look at the Washington-Jefferson game potentially as a coin flip game. Awesome, I mean, Both those teams have 7 losses. Jefferson has 8. Harrisburg has 7 losses. Mitchell has 7 losses. You've seen these teams kind of beat up on each other to a certain degree this year.
Yeah, so Roosevelt 21-0 undefeated. They beat Yankton. They did play earlier in the season. They beat them by 31.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a pretty good margin there, 73-42. You got O'Gorman and Lincoln. O'Gorman swept that series. They beat them by 11-8 earlier on in the season. O'Gorman, very impressive. We saw them there at the end of the regular season a couple weeks ago. Another game where Mitchell was only down 5 heading into that fourth quarter. They were right there, but then that fourth quarter was the difference again. O'Gorman won that one by 18, which really wasn't indicative of how close that game was for much of it. And as you mentioned, the Washington-Jefferson battle, a couple of close games. Washington won the first one by 6. They win the second one by 7. So, yeah, it really wouldn't be a surprise either way. This 4-5 matchup, a toss-up in this Washington-Jefferson game, a matchup, and you would expect Roosevelt and O'Gorman to both advance.
So we talk about Mitchell and Harrisburg. I ran the numbers on one of our favorite stats here, right? When teams score 60 or more, Harrisburg 13-0 this year when they score 60 or more. Mitchell 13-1 when they score 60 or more, and Mitchell when they allow 60 or less they're 10-2. Harrisburg, 10-4 when they give up 60 or less. So that is going to be the magic number in this game, as it often is in Double A basketball. If you get to 60, you've got a pretty good chance of winning the game.
And just so happens that Mitchell was 1 point shy of 60 in that first meeting. They lost 68-59 at the Corn Palace there on January 4th. Again, you're listening to a Tournament Fever here. We're 10 minutes after 10 o'clock awaiting. The Colonel's going to have a little prep rally send-off here before they head on over to the Premier Center in Sioux Falls, just a few miles away here. We're at the Equality Inn and Suites here on the north side of Sioux Falls, right by the Flying J truck stop. Very easy to get to. Right off the interstate, so it's kind of going to be a headquarters here for Mitchell parents and fans coming up here this weekend. We'll be talking with the head coach, Riker Kreitzfeldt, and some of the players. You got Caden Hinker, of course, Steele Morgan, Charlie McArdle, Dylan Solick. See who else comes around here. And, of course, St. Patrick's Day, going to see a lot of green. I don't know if O'Gorman's going to have their green uniforms. That we'll have to wait and see. But, yeah, St. Patrick's Day and start of the NCAA tournament. Busy, busy time of the year.
Probably one of, if you're a basketball fan, you really can't beat this weekend or this time of the year when if you've got college interests, high school interests, you know, professional basketball heating up. So, hard to argue with St. Patrick's Day and that mix of basketball.
Looking at here the rest of the tournaments going on out in Rapid City, the Class A boys, they start at 1 o'clock Central Time this afternoon. They've got another undefeated team that appears to be a good favorite, number one Dakota Valley. They haven't lost this year. They're at 23-0. They'll take on the 8-seed Sioux Falls Christian. Then you're a 4-5 matchup, Flandreau versus Groton area. Then your night session, St. Thomas More and Lakota Tech. We saw them up in Brookings, the women's for Lakota
Same
Tech.
Same matchup, yeah.
St. Thomas More played very close game there. And the final game in the Class A boys quarterfinal, the 3-seed winner with only one loss. They take on the 6-seed Sioux Valley. So you look at Dakota Valley at number one, 23-0. But we saw this Sioux Valley team against Hanson last week at the Pentagon, and Sioux Valley's awfully, awfully good. They lost in the championship game last year to Sioux Falls Christian. But you look at that Sioux Valley team, whether they win a game or not, they're awfully impressive, and they should be good enough for a while again.
Yeah. Offensively talented, a lot of guard play, can really shoot it. That's what did in Hanson last week in that SODAC 16 game. You look at that bracket, we're probably going to say this maybe even with the Class B tournament, but, you know, two teams with 5 losses, one with 9. Sioux Falls Christian, maybe one of the more dangerous teams, and they have 9 losses. So that's going to be a difficult first-round game for Dakota Valley at 23-0. Only Roosevelt and Dakota Valley, the last two undefeateds left in boys basketball. And I am eager to see how the winner Sioux Valley game goes. I mean, I think the winner of that game could potentially go to the championship, but no lock that, there's going to, you know, if Sioux Valley beats winner, that's not necessarily an upset because Sioux Valley is very good.
Yeah, if Sioux Falls Christian, the 8-seed at 14-9, they beat T area pretty good in the second half of that doubleheader last week on Tuesday at the Pentagon. And I think they were a 12-seed. Now they were a 12-seed, and they won it all last year. So a team that you don't want to play, 14-9, they won it all last year.
We just saw an 11 in the girls' B tournament win. Viber Curley was 11 going to the SODAC 16. We've seen Yankton win from the 12 slot in the boys' tournament. So it can be done, and the Sioux Falls Christian is certainly a team that could make a little run out in Rapid City.
You look at the B tournament up in Aberdeen. The noon game is DeSmit versus Wabe Summit. The 4-5 matchup, Potter County versus Aberdeen Christian. Then the night session starts with the 2-seed Lower Brule taking on number 7 Castlewood, and the 3-seed White River versus the 6-seed Freeman Academy. Marion, DeSmit, you would say, is a pretty heavy, big favorite right there. That one loss coming to the Arizona team at the Pentagon, where Kalen Gary, kind of his breaking out party, the week of his life.
Yeah.
There with what game-winning shots and playing against some of the best high school players in the country, and ultimately committing to South Dakota State. So for him being the Gatorade Player of the Year, that was announced yesterday. DeSmit, they got to win this thing. One loss, have not lost to an in-state team in quite some time. They've been number one all year, and they look to win a state title here coming up Saturday.
Yeah, Kalen Gary gets a lot of attention, but you've got a 6'9 guy that kind of hides in plain sight with Damon Wilkinson. I mean, there's nobody in Class B that can really defend him either. So I'm eager to see how DeSmet plays. Wabe Summit's a great story, but they're probably going to run into a buzzsaw in that first round. And then that bottom of the bracket is very interesting to me. Lower Brule is one of the most fun teams in the state to watch. Potentially would have a rematch with White River that they played at the LNI, and Lower Brule beat them. So potentially see that game in the semifinals. And Freeman Academy Marion is a very athletic team too, so they could potentially challenge White River in that opening round tonight.
I kind of went between White River and Lower Brule in the top five all year. Okay, DeSmit's one. Who's number two?
I had Lower Brule ahead of them just because they had one head-to-head. And I know it happened in December, but it's one of those things where
it counts.
And then Lower Brule, we've written a little bit about this, but Lower Brule has played a tough schedule over the years. I mean, they played Houston last year, took that game on in Mike Miller's former team that he coached. I mean, took that on short notice, didn't have to play him, got beat by 50. They've been in the Hoop City Classic a bunch and played really good teams. So they're kind of prepared for whatever comes their way in the state tournament. So they're a team I'm eager to see, and I wouldn't mind seeing have a nice run.
And you go back to last week, and I was in Brookings Thursday, you were in Brookings Thursday, and Red Cloud. I mean, they were so impressed with Red Cloud, the 8-seed, the only 8-seed to not win, and they looked like they were going to win for three quarters of that game. Red Cloud, they get fifth place, ended up defeating Dakota Valley in Brookings, but almost knocked off Wagner.
Yeah, Stevie Fallis ended up being the Spirit of Sioux winner. She shot the lights out all weekend, and I saw yesterday she's going to Northeast Community College in Norfolk. She could be a player if she has two good years. I mean, I know she's only 5'6", but I got to think somebody's going to be interested in having her play long
NAI or somewhere.
They have three. They took three players off Red Cloud for that team at Northeast Community College. So, I'm sure they saw that game like, we'll take you, and you. You know. So good for Red Cloud. I thought they showed very well. And you and I had a little fun with St. Thomas More winning. The 5-seed, but never an underdog, right?
No,
St. Thomas More is just not in that category. And they only won by two over.
That was their toughest game. The other games, they won them convincingly. Yeah. They beat Wagner by double digits. They beat Hamlin by 22. So their toughest game was beating Lakota Tech, just getting out of that first round.
And defensively, they put teams in a bind all the time. So a credit to Brandon Candlin and his program year in and year out.
And my West Central team, I was hoping, West Central, the 2-seed, looking to get there, at least maybe take on St. Thomas More. They ended up beating Wagner for third place. Wagner with that fourth place finish. Wagner should be good for a while. They got some nice young players coming up. And West Central had that back-to-back where they beat St. Thomas More in Hartford on a Friday.
Yeah.
Then came what I think was the Hanson Classic.
Yep.
And got their doors blown off versus Wagner. And that kind of solidified Wagner as your number one team the rest of the year. They had the one loss to Hanson. But Wagner as a 1-seed ended up finishing fourth. But Emma Yost, Parkston, so big for them here down the stretch. But
got the Copel sisters.
Yeah.
I mean, they look like they're going to be good players for a while here, including Ashlyn, an eighth grader who was on the all-tournament team. And she made some big shots in that quarterfinal game to get them over the top. So Wagner, probably a team that's not going away next season.
Yeah, at 6 feet tall, can shoot the three. I mean, if she wants to play at one of the, USD, SDSU, I'm sure, here you go.
Yeah.
Here's a scholarship.
I know Aaron Johnson was watching that game, and it might not have just been because it was in his home arena. The pretty good players on the court at the Class A tournament.
I don't know if you put USD as the favorite because of her family history
might help.
What you do. Yeah. So. Ashlyn Cope will be a freshman next year. She'll be the next in a long line as Avery Broughton trying to get that state title. She'll have one more shot next year as in the Class B's. Corsica Stickney ended up getting third place over Faith, 75-50 last week, and it set up well for Corsica Stickney. They didn't have to play the one seed Roncalli, but somehow that eight seed Vyberg Hurley won the whole thing, and they beat the three best teams in the state.
Yeah.
They beat Roncalli, they beat DeSmit, they beat Corsica Stickney. As impressive a run as there's ever been, you knock off the no-doubt top three teams in your class. And Vyberg Hurley is an eight seed. It has not happened very often ever.
And it's clear how they did it. Good defense, timely shooting. You know, good guard play. But you kind of sit back and you're like, I'm not really sure how they did it. You know, it's just three really good days for Vyberg Hurley to get that done. Because I'm not sure if you put, we'll play that tournament over again. I'm not sure how many times they're winning it. But they put together three really good days and absolutely earned it, not taking anything away from them. But that just tells you how good the rest of the field was, and they came out and kind of had the dream run that you could possibly have.
In the Class AA tournament, that was out in Rapid City, and that was a shocker there early on Thursday afternoon. Somehow Washington ended up losing to Jefferson. Jefferson, a very good team. And you look back at Mitchell's season, that Jefferson win back on February 1st, where Sawyer Stabner's back injury occurred. That ended up being the signature win for Mitchell's season, ended up winning at Jefferson, continuing that eight-game winning streak. But it was between Washington and O'Gorman. O'Gorman beat Stevens in the championship game by seven. But I was just completely shocked that Jackalinga Wenatanda, Washington, could not get past Jefferson.
Yeah, it looked like they didn't have a very good offensive day, and Jefferson did enough defensively and scored well enough to get the victory. And that's the ultimate example of, play that 10 more times, and I'm not sure that result happens again either. In the first round, O'Gorman winning is not necessarily a shock, but, Washington ending up in the fifth place game is.
Another SDSU recruit, Molly Abdouche, a point guard for O'Gorman.
She looked great in the championship game that I saw, and she looks like she's an exciting player. So that's good to see for, the interest of in-state college basketball.
Yeah, she's a sophomore, and when they played Mitchell at the end of the year, she went down with looked like a knee injury. It didn't look good. I'm like, oh, this is torn ACL. She'll be out for the next year. She's still young, but she popped up, came back in that second half, and had a good state tournament. So you look at Molly Abdouche going to SDSU from O'Gorman. You look at Emily Fox from Mount Vernon Plankington. I got to see her for one of the first times a couple weeks ago in Parkston. She's a great guard. So SDSU.
Hillary Barons at Brandon Valley, same bucket. So, three really good players. And I believe they're all in the same class. So, or maybe Hillary Barons is 1 year ahead. But, it's impressive, the level of talent. And you can say the same for South Dakota, too, because they've pulled in some really good players. And, obviously, they're playing this weekend, which doesn't hurt either.
Because we've seen, folks like Maya Selland, who's, 6 feet, can kind of do a little bit of both inside and outside. But these two are, more guards.
Yes.
Molly Abdouche has got some length. She'll maybe grow a little bit more. But they're more, they're going to shoot outside. They're going to shoot the three. So a little bit different than what we've seen. Those Macy Millers, those Maya Selland, 6 feet, can handle the ball but can also handle themselves inside.
I would maybe make the comparison with Emily Fox to Cade Hinker, who, makes a concerted effort to make all the plays, try to get everybody involved, and then absolutely can score as well.
Yeah, so a lot of great talent. And then in the girls' tournament, you had number two O'Gorman win double A. You had the eight seed Vyberg Hurley win the Class B tournament. Then you had the number five seed St. Thomas More win the Class A. So will there be that variety, a two seed, a five seed, an eight seed when you look at it? I'm picking DeSmit Class B. We'll see what happens. I think they're the biggest favorite of what we have.
Yeah.
You got Roosevelt's. They it's been close. They can drop a game here. They haven't in about 14 months, but they've had a couple of close calls. If Mitchell could play them again tomorrow night, if Mitchell can win, if Roosevelt can win, that's just a monster matchup there to see if Mitchell can knock off Roosevelt. But first, you got to get past Harrisburg, and in Class A, we'll see with Dakota Valley at 23-0 as the team bus has pulled up here as the team has arrived here coming up on the bottom of the hour right there. We'll send off here. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll talk with the head coach and some of the players here as we get ready. About 3 hours away, 1:45, your tip-off, probably closer to 2 o'clock at the Premier Center in Sioux Falls. It'll be Mitchell and Harrisburg, a 4-5 matchup. And the winner advances to the semifinals at 6 o'clock tomorrow night to take on the winner of Roosevelt and Yankton. We're back in 2 minutes. We'll talk with the coaches and players. You're listening to Tournament Fever here on KORN.
The seasons are changing, but the quality and service you've come to expect from Agronomy Plus remains the same. call or stop in to finalize your 2022 cropping needs, as Agronomy Plus offers the latest in precision ag and high-quality fertilizers. Don't have your crop protection purchased yet? The team there has you covered, from Enlist to Extend and everything in between. Truly locally owned and operated. Call Agronomy Plus in Mitchell, Valley Station in Armour, or Rock Creek in Howard for all your spring needs. Agronomy Plus, a proud supporter of Mitchell students and athletes. Spring is here, and C&B, your local John Deere dealer, is here to make sure you are ready to get back into the field. Head over to your local C&B to get yourself a new John Deere planter or schedule inspections to make sure your equipment is as ready as you are for spring. Whether you need new equipment, service, or parts, C&B is your partner in agriculture, here to help you succeed. Visit C&B online at DeereEquipment.com. That's DeereEquipment.com.
Like competing on a level playing field? For site grading and soil stabilization, call Precision Grading LLC. Specializing in laser and GPS leveling, property elevation and drainage solutions, cement-treated soil, driveways, parking lots, box culverts, roads, and more. Let the experts at Precision Grading LLC help with your next farm, commercial, or residential construction project. Just call Jared at 605-656-0016. Precision Grading LLC, serving Mitchell and surrounding areas, and a proud supporter of high school athletics.
Hi, this is Caden Hanker. My dad is Clint from Mitchell Hearing Aid Center on Mitchell's Main Street. I'm a senior at Mitchell High and playing in the state basketball tournament in Sioux Falls this week. Our current team has had a great season, and now we're ready to give it everything we got at state. Thanks to everyone for cheering us on. Can you hear the excitement? Go Colonels.
It is Tournament Fever here on KORN. Coming up here on 10:30, the team just arrived here off the team bus a couple minutes ago. We're in the north side of Sioux Falls. Travis Krins and Marcus Traxler here for Tournament Fever. We'll be talking with the coach, Riker Kreitzfeldt, here in just a moment, and some of the players as they get ready here this afternoon. The opponent, Harrisburg, 1:45 or so, the tip-off at the Premier Center here in Sioux Falls. Tournament Fever will be back again tomorrow, a half hour earlier, 9:30 to 10:30 here at the Quality Inn and Suites. North side of Sioux Falls here just by the Flying J truck stop. Gas prices down, Marcus. They're down like 5 cents, I saw.
Just a touch, yeah. I had to fill up because when I got over here because I'm like, yeah, I better take care of that. So
it's on 374. So there's that. Also want to take time to thank some of our Tournament Fever sponsors here, Mitchell Hearing Aid Center, also Precision Grading, C&B Operations, your local John Deere dealer, and Agronomy Plus in Mitchell, Valley Station in Armour, and Rock Creek in Howard. Some of our special sponsors here for our Tournament Fever show. We did it last year, and Mike Henriksen joined us there for the full hour. He was in Brookings. I think he's out in Rapid City.
I believe so, yeah.
Rapid City, so we won't be able to see him this weekend. And again, tomorrow at 9:30 to 10:30, more Tournament Fever, regardless of if Mitchell wins or loses here today. Going to talk with the coach again, Riker Kreitzfeldt, should kick us off at around 9:30. Also going to talk with Cole Knipling. He'll be our final guest, kind of recap the girls' season, see if he's ready for some amateur baseball, see if he's coming back to the Bankers here this season, and also talk with Corey Odland, the activities director here in Mitchell. Those are your guests coming up here tomorrow. Tournament Fever, 9:30 to 10:30 here on KORN. Again, you look at this Harrisburg team. They beat the 13-seed Spearfish pretty easily a couple weeks ago in that Sodak 16, 85-46. Ended up winning five in a row. They won seven of their past eight. And I kind of look at how Mitchell fared against tournament teams and how Harrisburg fared against teams pretty similar, the only difference being that game between Mitchell and Harrisburg, really. Because you look at Harrisburg, they're 3-4 against state tournament teams. They beat Mitchell, they beat Lincoln, they beat Washington. And you look at what Mitchell did, they also beat Lincoln, and they also beat Yankton earlier on in the season with close losses to those Sioux Falls schools. So you look at Mitchell and Harrisburg, that 4-5 matchup, again, it's a toss-up. The game was tied heading into the fourth quarter last time, as we mentioned, but it was just that fourth quarter that was the difference. Harrisburg with the 26 points in that fourth quarter. They got a couple of outstanding shooters. Ethan Detterman, 6'2", junior, kind of very surprising for Harrisburg this season, and he's going to be the key, though. Those three-point shots for Detterman, also Jacoby Merriman, kind of their two shooters here for the Tigers.
Yeah, I mean, it's for it to be a toss-up in that 4-5 game, exactly what you want out of a state tournament. You expect that to be the most evenly matched matchup, and you look at how that first game played out, you know, defensively a little bit better, offensively a little bit better. Not hard to see Mitchell winning that game.
Yeah, 4-seed Harrisburg, 5-seed Mitchell. Head coach Riker Kreitzfeldt, you ready to go?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. We'll get it going here. Head coach Riker Kreitzfeldt in his first year, 14-7. State tournament last year, state tournament this year. Differences, does it feel any different here? You're in Rapid City last year in Sioux Falls this time around. Any differences here the second go around?
Well, we know a little bit more what's going on. You know, the first time you go, you kind of have just a learning, like, what the days look like and what you need to do and the obligations you have. And then when you hope when you come back the second time that guys know what's going on and you're used to, you know, playing in those state tournament games. So a little different feeling, but, you know, we feel pretty confident about our chances this year just as we did last year. So
you look at Harrisburg. Where have you guys improved? You met them about 2.5 months ago. How has your season changed? How has it been better since then?
Yeah, well, that was kind of the game that defensively we made the complete change. You know, we were playing kind of a different style, or trying to anyway, and it just was not working. And it kind of came to a head at that game, and we gave up almost 70. So that was after that game, we kind of changed our whole scheme. And, you know, I feel like defensively in the last couple weeks of the season, we got a lot better. And hopefully it's going to – because, you know, if you watch Harrisburg, it's just like they would catch and they would just go right by. It would be two dribbles straight to the rim. They probably got 8 points off that. They probably had 8 points off just bad transition. And then we had to play zone for a while there, and they probably had 9-10 points off things you're just going to give up in a zone. So we feel a lot better defensively. It's just, you know, you got to execute, because they're gonna bring something at us too. So just got to be ready for anything.
Riker Kreitzfeldt joins us here. Let's make some noise, folks. We got to Mitchell Kirkles in the state tournament. You saw Harrisburg last year. It was the seventh place game, and you won. Okay, this is for seventh place. But that was maybe the most entertaining game of that state tournament. Overtime, 78-72. Some big shots, some big free throws down the stretch. What do you remember from that game? Because that was, at least for me, that was the most entertaining Mitchell game from last season.
Yeah, well, you know, you never want to play in that game. You never want to be in that 7th, 8th place game. But it was an entertaining game. It was a fun game. You know, we were down 6 with 90 seconds left or something like that. And I remember we had like 3 sideline out of bounds in a row, and Hink got fouled and made free throws. And then Hink, I can't even remember.
There was like a big 3 in there, I think.
Yeah, Hink had a turnaround 3 and sent it to overtime. And I think they took a timeout at the end that kind of helped us a little bit too. So it was a fun game. Goes into overtime, and then in overtime, I think Zane fouled out maybe, and then Dagan and Lucas Moeller made some really big shots. So it was a fun game in general. It was high scoring. I imagine it's probably, hopefully not, but I imagine it's going to be high scoring again today, because you got two pretty good offenses. But it was a fun game, about as fun a game as you can for the 7th and 8th place team.
Mm-hmm. How do you, you know, over 3 days, you talk about the excitement, right? Everybody's fired up. How do you sort of manage or try to keep things as stable as possible no matter what happens today, and, you know, knowing that you have 3 games no matter what?
You just try to stick to a routine. One thing is, you can't get ahead of yourself. Like, you can't start thinking about who you might play in the next round, win or lose. You just got to focus on this one, because, you know, you don't win the first one, then your tournament's over for the greater good of it. So we've been focusing on this one. You just try to keep them in your routine, like I said. So we had a shoot around this morning. Our pregame stuff will all be the same. We'll go watch the game before them. But like I said, you know, last year it's kind of like, oh, you're at the state tournament, you're enjoying it. Now this year it's like, well, we're going to go watch, but we're used to this and we're used to being here. And I just feel really good about where we're at. I think our guys are in a pretty good headspace, and I think we have a solid plan, and I think our guys believe in it. So it's just about executing from there.
Tournament fever here, north side of Sioux Falls at the Equality Inn and Suites. Riker Kreitzfeldt joining us. Premier Center, big, beautiful building. To get used to playing in there, is that a thing? To, you know, shoot around, getting used to the background. How is that as a basketball facility?
Yeah, well, it's a little better for us because we play in the Corn Palace, so we already kind of play in that arena type style. But it is different. It's the acoustics in there, really. We already told Coach Moeller, because he has a voice like that I don't have. He has a voice that just booms. So if we're calling some sets, he might have to yell them out, because it's weird. It's like a hockey arena type feel. But it is good. You know, we had an hour practice here yesterday where we just shot for a straight hour, and most of our guys said they really liked it. So it's a good venue. It's kind of nice because, you know, I kind of saw like the monument out west, and uh-huh. they're kind of spaced away from the floor, and there's not a lot of like you feel like the crowd's on top of you type. And here everything's pretty close, so it should be a great environment.
This time off, you've had, you know, a good 10, 11 days off between games since your Sodak's 16 win versus Stevens. What have you done in practice? Do you ramp up practice at certain points to almost get a game in somewhere in there? What's the last week and a half been like?
Yeah, you know, I've been trying, like, it's kind of a joke between our coaches. Like, I always say that we need to start doing shorter practices. We have to start doing shorter practices, but, like, I just can't do it. Like, it just feels like you have so much to do. And so we were going pretty close to 2 hours every single day. We finally got it shorter towards the end of the deal, but it was just a lot of, like, half court. The thing is, one thing this is a bad thing to complain about, when you have a player that's as good as Caden, you have a lot of different defenses you have to prepare for, like diamond in one, box in one. I'm not going to name them all, but our guys have gone against every defense in practice, so we're ready for anything. So that's kind of what we've been working on. Defensively, it's tough because they're not like Stevens, because Stevens, they ran a lot of sets, and you can talk about, well, you can't get backdoored here, and you don't give up this stagger screen here, or whatever it is. Harrisburg doesn't play that way. They play a lot of motion. Their sets we know and the sets we went through, but that's a really minimal part of the game. You know, Harrisburg's just about playing solid defense.
You are, you know, in your first year leading this program, we've talked a little bit about how important it is or what it's meant to you to be leading this Mitchell program. But now that it's at the state tournament, something that, you know, Mitchell people love so much and that there's all this tradition, I guess now that you're here, can you speak to what that means to be a part of leading this program to the stage again?
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, I told our guys, I don't know when I told them, but I was like, the state tournament just isn't the same without Mitchell in it. You know, like, Mitchell's supposed to be there. It doesn't feel right when Mitchell's not there. And other teams probably don't feel that way, but I know the city of Mitchell does. You know, and, like, I was talking to – we're at the hotel, and the Yankton stand there with us. And I was talking to their coaches this morning, and I was like, you guys doing a pep rally? Are you guys doing any of that stuff? And they're like, well, we used to, but blah, 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 and they don't do it anymore. And I was like, yeah, it's kind of hard to fit it all in the morning. And he's like – he looked at me and he's like, you guys are doing a pep rally in the morning before your game? And I was like, yeah, we're doing a pep rally in the morning. It's just different at Mitchell, you know, like, you know, it's needs to be the thing where this is where people are planning their vacations around again. And hopefully we can get it to that point again. But I'm just really proud of our guys for getting here, because I don't care who you have. I don't care what team you are. I don't care what your record is. It is extremely hard to get here, and it takes a ton of work.
When you look at your first year, you got to do stuff like this now. Talk to us and do this other stuff. What has that been like? What are some of those things that you've had to do now, or maybe things that maybe were surprising or you didn't expect to? Okay, I'm the head coach now. I got to do all this other stuff besides just the basketball.
Yeah, there's a lot of things. I can't really even narrow it down. The good thing was Coach Neuendorf had me do a lot of those things with him. So there's not a lot of things that were completely new to me. There's things I forget about, like roster things and just whatever. Like Coach Larson, Coach Muller, Coach Morgan, Coach Fosness all helped me out a lot with that. But I can't even really name them because there's just so many things. But it's been good, and I had a really good teacher, and I'm lucky for that.
And you look at the rest of this field, you've got Harrisburg. They're just outside of Sioux Falls. All five Sioux Falls schools made it. In Yankton, they made it as a 9 seed. How do you look at this? If you win, likely Roosevelt coming up tomorrow night. I know you want to see those guys again. You got O'Gorman on the other side of the bracket. How do you look at this AA boys bracket here this year?
Yeah, it's going to be a really good tournament, I think. Obviously, you know, if there was brackets being filled out the March Madness, it would be 95% Roosevelt and O'Gorman to win it. But there'd be 5% everybody else. And I'm telling you, I really think that 5% has a shot. Obviously, like, Roosevelt's, like, it's just dumb to say they're 21-0, but they're obviously extremely good. But we, you know, they didn't give us their best shot, and we didn't give them our best shot when we went down there and lost by 1 point. So the deal is, like, just you can't even talk about it right now. You just got to focus on tonight, because if you don't get tonight, then tomorrow don't matter. But on the bottom side, you know, the night session tonight should be really fun, because you got Sioux Falls. It should be a packed house. O'Gorman and Lincoln, I think, is going to be a really good game.
And you kind of look at how this may, if we look to the future a couple days from now, how this may end up going. You beat Stevens. They beat you a couple weeks ago. You've got Harrisburg. They beat you. You got a chance to that revenge tour thing. You got maybe Roosevelt coming up to tomorrow. That idea of, all right, we played these teams before. It didn't go our way. this is the one that counts. We can play these teams again. We know we can play better, and it's shaping up, you know, to go down the line that that's very possibly could happen.
Right. Yeah, their guys have kind of labeled it as the revenge tour, like you said, which is kind of fitting because as we, you know, when we were losing those games, I tried to tell our guys, like, these games they're just, to be honest, they're just meaningless in the regular season. Obviously, it matters for your seeding and who you're going to play in your SODAC game. But now, as we're sitting here today, those games mean absolutely nothing. But, you know, you learn from them. You know, we learned Harrisburg, that's probably the most we've learned from a game all year. Roosevelt, we're just making a couple shots away, a couple free throws, whatever it might be, from winning that game as well. So it's kind of fitting, but you got to get the first one. So we got to focus on Harrisburg. They're not a team you want to look by because they're a team that could make some noise in the tournament, especially if you let them get going early.
To me, they're the most surprising team in AA. I didn't have them in the state tournament to begin the year. They're a 4 seed because they lost a lot from that team last year. I mean, they're a very surprising team, and they're very good.
Yeah, a couple teams. Me and Coach Mueller were just wandering the halls of the hotel last night talking about the Coach of the Year awards. And I already told you we don't need to get into it, but Cole Knipling should be the AA Girls Coach of the Year. There is some, and they won't get it because that's not the way the award is awarded. But Harrisburg and Yankton, those are teams that I don't know if people had them in the state tournament, and they're here, and they just did a really good job with them. Harrisburg lost a ton of seniors, and this Detterman kid kind of came out of nowhere from my point of view. I didn't know he was coming, and he ends up being arguably one of the top 5, 6, 7 best players in AA this year. So they've done a good job, and they're young, and, you know, 2 years from now and next year also, they're going to be a serious problem.
I got Harrisburg tonight, 1:45. Your tip-off, we'll have it here on KORN. Players up next, you say?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, we'll take a quick timeout, come back with some of the players here in Sioux Falls. It's the 5-seed Mitchell, the 4-seed Harrisburg. Tournament fever here at the Quality Inn and Suites. We're back in 2 minutes on KORN.
The seasons are changing, but the quality and service you've come to expect from Agronomy Plus remains the same. Call or stop in to finalize your 2022 cropping needs, as Agronomy Plus offers the latest in precision ag and high-quality fertilizers. Don't have your crop protection purchased yet? The team there has you covered, from Enlist to Extend and everything in between. Truly locally owned and operated. Call Agronomy Plus in Mitchell, Valley Station in Armour, or Rock Creek in Howard for all your spring needs. Agronomy Plus, a proud supporter of Mitchell students and athletes. Spring is here, and C&B, your local John Deere dealer, is here to make sure you are ready to get back into the field. Head over to your local C&B to get yourself a new John Deere planter or schedule inspections to make sure your equipment is as ready as you are for spring. Whether you need new equipment, service, or parts, C&B is your partner in agriculture, here to help you succeed. Visit C&B online at DeereEquipment.com. That's DeereEquipment.com.
Like competing on a level playing field? For site grading and soil stabilization, call Precision Grading LLC. Specializing in laser and GPS leveling, property elevation and drainage solutions, cement-treated soil, driveways, parking lots, box culverts, roads, and more. Let the experts at Precision Grading LLC help with your next farm, commercial, or residential construction project. Just call Jared at 605-656-0016. Precision Grading LLC, serving Mitchell and surrounding areas, and a proud supporter of high school athletics.
Mitchell Hearing Aid Center wishes the best of luck to the Mitchell Colonel boys at the state tournament. Those extra hours in the gym have paid off, and it's time to get on the court and give it all you've got. It's been a fun and exciting year watching you working hard and playing smart. We're all very proud of you. Let's go, Colonels, from the Mitchell Hearing Aid Center.
You're listening to Tournament Fever here in Sioux Falls. Travis Grins and Marcus Traxler with you here on KORN News Radio, FM 101.3, AM 1490. Also streaming live on our website at kornradio.com. Again, we got a lot of basketball to get to. Still have about 20 minutes here at the Quality Inn and Suites here in Sioux Falls. And then we'll head over to the Premier Center just a few miles away here south. We'll be there. First game today, Roosevelt and Yankton at noon. Then Harrisburg and Mitchell at 1:45. Of course, we got SDSU basketball coming up at 11:40. So hopefully things work out. And that's no longer than a two-hour, five-minute game when we can get it off, get the tip off here of Mitchell and Harrisburg on time. So we got that, and of course tonight we have the girls game as well, the women's game. South Dakota State women, they are taking on Ohio in the first round of that WNIT. So we've got that coming up here. Hello, folks. Go Big Gold! Absolutely, we got a big crowd here. Everybody awaiting the big pep rally here. Go Big Gold! There we go. Let's go.
Go Big Gold!
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 There we go. There we go. St. Patrick's Day, I can't do that. I'd blow my voice.
We're trying to make sure they're heard in Mitchell, whether they're heard just on the radio, over the radio or not otherwise.
There we go, through McCook County and Hanson County and all the rest of them here. So Subway, got a big Subway spread here, a pre-game meal. Let's get to
all bets are off. The sandwiches are out. So
it's going to be, everybody's going to be doing the sandwich. Let's start with Caden Hinker right here. All-Stater coming up. Caden Hinker going to Augustana. Caden, how you been? Can you hear me good?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, very good.
Hold it close.
Yeah, state tournament this year. How is this different than last year? To go to Rapid City at unbelievable game versus Yankton last year in that opening round. What do you expect here from Harrisburg here today?
I'd say Harrisburg's a good team, and I'd say the difference from last year and this year is we're a little bit more adapted to it. We got some guys that've been there, so I think we're a little bit more comfortable in this setting, and it should be a good one against Harrisburg. They're a good team, but we've got a good week of practice, so we hope to go out there and give it our best. So,
and when you look back at your career, what was there a point? Was there a game where this team started to make that turn of, all right, we're not only going to win some games, we're going to be a state title contender? You look back, sophomore, junior year, a game or a moment where you're like, all right, we're turning that corner.
I'd say my sophomore year was when we were losing a lot of games on like buzzer beaters, and we're losing all these close games, and then the next year, our junior year, we kind of got over that hump of just closing out those games that we ended up losing the year before. Mm-hmm. So I'd say more of just like that season when we really kind of – we started putting together some closer games and ended up being able to finish them was more of the turning point, in my opinion.
And you're going to Augustana next year. What was your recruiting process like throughout the summer? How'd you end up with Augustana?
I played AAU this summer, and I kind of it was fun, and I talked to Augustana since they first talked to me, and it really just felt like a good place to be, and they treated me well, and kind of felt like a family over there. So really at the end of the day, when I had all the options on the table, they seemed like the best one for me.
We'll be staying in Sioux Falls here with Augustana coming up next year. When you go on the road, I mean, you're the guy, the crowd gets after you. Do you feed off of that energy? Because they're going to go after you. They know who you are. Is there a road crowd that is the best, or how do you feed off that energy from the other team?
I usually, depending on the game, I usually try to just block it out and just kind of play basketball. Mm-hmm. But there's definitely some that are more ruthless than others. But I've heard a lot of it. But it's all part of the game. It's fun, yeah. And I enjoy it. So really, I try to use it as fuel, but sometimes I just take it with a grain of salt too. So.
And you had some big games versus Harrisburg last year. I think you set a career high at the time, back when you played them in the regular season, had a big game at the end of last year. Is it anything about Harrisburg that, you get up for it? Is it a good matchup for you?
Yeah, I don't know. The guys always joke with me about Harrisburg because they say the same thing. But I don't know what it is. I'm hoping I can just do the same thing today.
Caden Hinker joins us. Caden, congratulations on a great career. Thanks. And should be a good end to it here coming up this weekend.
Absolutely.
Caden Hinker joins us here. A Tournament Fever, KORN. Let's see who we got next. Who do we want to go next? Charlie, Dylan, who do we got?
I can go.
There we go. Let's go right here. Your impressions of the season, how exciting is it to get back to the state tournament here?
It was amazing. This is probably the best season I've had of my 4 years, Okay. Great group of guys. Work hard every day in practice. Just been a great year.
Subway, what's your favorite sandwich?
Well, probably steak and cheese.
Steak and cheese? There you go. When you look at that Harrisburg game last year, that seventh place game, great game, a lot of plays at the end of it. What do you remember from that game? And they're a little bit of a different team here this year, but is it something about Harrisburg, whether it's football or no matter what, it seems like Mitchell and Harrisburg, they've had quite the rivalry here over the past couple of years.
Yeah, you know, Harrisburg, they always seem to have a good team no matter what they are. But, you know, last year it was a good game, went in overtime, and probably the best game I've ever played in. I'm looking forward to playing in it today.
As far as playing in the Premier Center, shooting around there, what kind of your impressions of the big building there in Sioux Falls?
It was pretty good. I wasn't the biggest fan of shooting in there, but I'll have to get used to it.
Gavin Dagan joins us here, one of the seniors here for Mitchell. Going down the line, Aiden Myers joins us, getting some playing time here. What's it been like, you and Macon Larson, sharing some point guard duties here at the end of the season? What's it been like, you and your junior year, getting some more playing time here the past month or so?
It's awesome.
When Macon went down, what was that like for you? Were you ready for it? What were those first couple games, kind of getting adjusted, more playing time, getting in the lineup? How did you feel like you fit in?
I mean, I was ready for it. I was just playing.
Ready to go?
Yeah, I don't know.
Now, Macon, what's your situation as far as playing this weekend? What's an update on you?
Yeah, so I went to the doctor, and I have to go back April 5th to get cleared, so kind of delayed.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And what's that been like here for you as a senior this past month? Been tough, but how have you kind of supported the guys here as they move on?
Yeah, it's been tough, but these guys bring energy in practice every single day, so I get Hank out of bed. That's my job this weekend.
There you go.
These guys are great. They're going to have a good weekend, so I'm excited.
When you look back at your career, any good road stories, any good trips? You know, you can make some more memories here at the state tournament this weekend, but you look back, what are some of those maybe Mitchell basketball memories you have?
Yeah, the rapid trips are always fun. Yeah. I always think about Sturgis and Spearfish this year. Went out and took care of business, so those are always fun.
And have you told Aiden anything about, hey, here's what to look for? You're going to be in there for me now.
I've tried to look for things, but he's taking care of business.
There we go.
So I don't have much to say.
And Aiden, but what's it been like for you going into next year? I mean, you're going to be that starting point guard more than likely. How much has this last month helped you get ready for next year? Because you're going to have plenty of experience going into next season.
Yeah, just playing in these games and getting a lot better in practice going to really help me for next year. And obviously the state tournament.
Can't say more than that. It's exciting.
Yeah.
There we go. Got Caden Hinker, got Gavin Dagan, Macon Larson, got Aiden Myers. Got a few more folks here on this left side we want to talk to. Let's talk to Dylan Solick right here, the junior. We're big fans of Dylan Solick. Last year we couldn't get enough of Dylan Solick last year. Sophomore, how many do you keep track of your dunks? How many times have you dunked in a game?
You know, obviously when a dunk happens, it's pretty exciting.
Mm-hmm. Where do you think you made the biggest improvements in your game here this past year? Got some playing time as a sophomore, and next year as a senior going to be a big year for you. Where do you think you've made the biggest jumps in your game thus far?
Improving my jump shot, to be honest. You know, last year I didn't really take too many threes, and, you know, halfway through the season I kind of looked back at my stats, and last year I made 8 three-pointers, and by midway season this point I doubled that. So, I mean, I kind of looked back at that and took that with a grain of salt and was like, okay, I actually improved on something this year. And another thing that I improved on was just my leadership role, you know, being able to talk to a lot of these guys every day at practice and, you know, telling them what to do and what to, and how to do it and, like, how to do things right and, oh, you didn't do this right, you got to do it this way. You know, just being able to step up and take that role was a big part of my success this year.
And a lot of times you are on the number one option for the other team, perimeter or elsewise. So even if you're not scoring as many points as you would like, you make contributions on that defensive end. What has that been like to, hey, we're going to give you the number one option on the other team?
Well, yeah, and, you know, it comes down to coaches and my teammates trusting me. Mm-hmm. You know, at practice every week, I would like to say that I'm one of the hardest workers, you know, just because of the fact that I have to be able to, you know, guard one of their best players every game, every night. And so, you know, it's just something that I've kind of gotten used to because towards the end of last year, you know, I was given that role as well. So, you know, like I said, it just comes down to coaches and my teammates trusting me with that opportunity. So,
you know, a fair amount of high school basketball is played below the rim just because that's where most of the people are at. You know, when Mitchell's able to have players that can get to the rim and be really athletic and make plays in the air, you know, what kind of element do you think that adds to the team and the game overall?
Well, I mean, I think it helps a lot, but, you know, like I said, just with me being able to step outside the arc and shoot it this year helps us a lot, and I think I kind of bring a lot of diversity to this team, so, you know, it's been a lot of success this year with that. So,
Dylan Solica Jr. here, a starter for a couple seasons, going to be back here as a senior as well. Our final man on the program here, Charlie McArdle, getting some starting time here at the end of the season. What has that been like? You bring the energy off the bench early on in the season. Now you've been getting your fair amount of starts here late. Has that changed anything for you, or is it just, I'm going to play my way?
Yeah, I just like to play, do the dirty work, yeah. I would say. Like, get those old boards, get on the ground, get the loose ball, and get Hinker open. I like it. It's a fun job.
Players accepting their roles. I mean, you don't have to score to have an impact on the game. You said you like to do that dirty stuff, the stuff that maybe other players maybe don't want to do. How is that for you? Is that kind of you like that role? The rebounding, the defense, terrific passer as well, some of those other things besides scoring.
Yeah, I love all of them. They're really fun. Got a black eye against Brandon Valley. That was really fun.
Yep.
Remember that? Yeah, it's all really fun.
A lot of physical play.
You've been known to score a bucket and then, you know, maybe flex a little bit.
Bam.
Too.
A little bit.
Right? So does that just come naturally, or you think, how does that come about?
I want to give a shout out to Mr. Fossness over there. he made me do that. He made me do that.
Oh,
it's his fault. Yeah.
Coach Fossness.
Okay. All right.
Well, very good. Developing kind of a three-point shot, is that something you'd look at heading into next year? Because they leave you open. They're daring you to shoot, and you've made a couple of them here late.
Yeah, that's what I'll do a lot in this offseason. I'll critique my jump shot here and there.
And as far as all the fans here, got a big crowd here at the hotel getting ready for the game. That energy level, how do you kind of hone us that and make sure, you know, this is a big game. How do you think the team handles that big pressure getting off to a good start here this afternoon?
I know that all the guys know, like, all the excitement around it, but they all know that we just got to go out there and get it done.
Charlie McArdle joins us. Guys, good luck here tonight. Tournament Fever here, players joining us. We'll take one final timeout here, and we'll come back and wrap it up here from the Quality Inn and Suites here in Sioux Falls. One final timeout. We'll wrap it up next here on KORN.
The seasons are changing, but the quality and service you've come to expect from Agronomy Plus remains the same. Call or stop in to finalize your 2022 cropping needs, as Agronomy Plus offers the latest in precision ag and high-quality fertilizers. Don't have your crop protection purchased yet? The team there has you covered. From Enlist to Extend and everything in between. Truly locally owned and operated. Call Agronomy Plus in Mitchell, Valley Station in Armour, or Rock Creek in Howard for all your spring needs. Agronomy Plus, a proud supporter of Mitchell students and athletes. Spring is here, and C&B, your local John Deere dealer, is here to make sure you are ready to get back into the field. Head over to your local C&B to get yourself a new John Deere planter or schedule inspections to make sure your equipment is as ready as you are for spring. Whether you need new equipment, service, or parts, C&B is your partner in agriculture, here to help you succeed. Visit C&B online at DeereEquipment.com. That's D-E-E-R Equipment.com.
Like competing on a level playing field? For site grading and soil stabilization, call Precision Grading LLC. Specializing in laser and GPS leveling, property elevation and drainage solutions, cement-treated soil, driveways, parking lots, box culverts, roads, and more. Let the experts at Precision Grading LLC help with your next farm, commercial, or residential construction project. Just call Jared at 605-656-0016. Precision Grading LLC, serving Mitchell and surrounding areas, and a proud supporter of high school athletics.
Hi, this is Clint from Mitchell Hearing Aid Center. Dana and I congratulate the Mitchell Colonels and surrounding area teams that made it to the state tournament. Your talent, teamwork, and dedication have paid off, and it's your time to shine. Here's to the players, coaches, cheerleaders, fans, and everyone involved with the teams. Good luck this weekend.
Tournament Fever here, Colonel fans here packing the Quality Inn and Suites. It's cold outside, Marcus, but nice to get some of that cool air here, and it's a big crowd here getting ready for the Harrisburg game.
You just mentioned capacity in here, technically 49. I think we're over that, and that's fine. Yeah, you know, this exactly what Coach Kreisfeld mentioned. You know, you have a little bit of energy here building for the day. It's fun to be excited about the state tournament. This is what, you know, what a town like Mitchell sort of embracing this. That's what's so cool about Mitchell basketball, Colonel basketball, and just how much, you know, excitement there is when Mitchell's in the state tournament, because it is fun. It's 3 days to sort of, you know, cap that season and put a bow on it.
You hate to say it means more to any team other, you know, than another, but it just seems like it means more to Mitchell, no matter, you know, if they're there every year or if it's once every 10 years. Because you look at all these Sioux Falls schools, they're so big, and they've got their own programs, and they're good in everything, and Yankton's been there, and Harrisburg getting back. But, you know, you talk about the B tournament in Aberdeen, how everybody loves that. Mitchell seems more like a B school when it comes to that fan excitement, fan support.
And there's a lot of people in town that have a connection to a player or a connection to somebody on the team. So, you know, that helps you kind of get some energy around, you know, knowing the players, knowing the team. And I think only having one high school helps as well. I mean, when you're in Sioux Falls and it's such a big city and there's five high schools and there's a little bit more of a disconnect, you know, you're not going to feel as connected to one team. Mitchell, you know, there's Mitchell Christian, but everybody's, you know, everybody knows about the Colonels and everybody's following what they're doing on a nightly basis.
Again, we've got it here, 1:45, your tip-off. One final thought, if you're looking for one thing here, Marcus, number 5 Mitchell, number 4 Harrisburg, what are you looking for this afternoon?
We talked about earlier, I mean, the 60 points is going to be where I'm looking. You know, who's going to get there offensively, defensively, who's going to hold somebody in check? Mitchell for the season has allowed about 56 points a game, and I mean, I just think we've talked about the revenge tour. It's hard not to see it going, you know, improving and seeing Mitchell, you know, get back on the right foot in this one today.
Ethan Detterman, he averages 20. He shoots 43% from three. That's outstanding. And they got Jacoby Merriman. He averages 15-5. Those are the big two for Harrisburg. You got to stop them.
As a team, they shoot 38% from three. And for high school, that's pretty good. So, and a lot of it's coming through those two guys. So that's going to be a focus, is defending that three-point arc. And, you know, in the same breath, you know, Riker mentioned that you don't want to let them get to the rim and give up any easy baskets and, you know, make things difficult. And, you know, if Mitchell gets off to a good start defensively, I think they're going to be in good shape.
Yeah, you look at that that Harrisburg three-point shooting for me. That's going to be the story of this ballgame, how well or how well they don't shoot from that three-point arc. So we'll have it coming up here. We'll get you out to Buffalo, New York, coming up here next. Got the pregame show for SDSU coming up here in just a couple minutes. Thanks to the players. Thanks to all the fans showing up here. Thanks to head coach Riker Kreisfeld making all this happen. And we'll be here again tomorrow, 9:30 to 10:30 for more tournament reaction. Tournament Fever will be back here. Quality Inn and Suites here in Sioux Falls. Coaches, players, fans, we'll see you here in about 2 hours from the Premier Center in Sioux Falls. SDSU pregame up next right here on KORN.
As you've come to expect from Agronomy Plus remains the same. Call or stop in to finalize your 2022 cropping needs, as Agronomy Plus offers the latest in precision ag and high-quality fertilizers. Don't have your crop protection purchased yet? The team there has you covered. From Enlist to Extend and everything in between. Truly locally owned and operated. Call Agronomy Plus in Mitchell, Valley Station in Armour, or Rock Creek in Howard for all your spring needs. Agronomy Plus, a proud supporter of Mitchell students and athletes. Spring is here, and C&B, your local John Deere dealer, is here to make sure you are ready to get back into the field. Head over to your local C&B to get yourself a new John Deere planter or schedule inspections to make sure your equipment is as ready as you are for spring. Whether you need new equipment, service, or parts, C&B is your partner in agriculture, here to help you succeed. Visit C&B online at DeereEquipment.com. That's DeereEquipment.com.
Like competing on a level playing field? For site grading and soil stabilization, call Precision Grading LLC. Specializing in laser and GPS leveling, property elevation and drainage solutions, cement-treated soil, driveways, parking lots, box culverts, roads, and more. Let the experts at Precision Grading LLC help with your next farm, commercial, or residential construction project. Just call Jared at 605-656-0016. Precision Grading LLC, serving Mitchell and surrounding areas, and a proud supporter of high school athletics.
Hi, this is Caden Hinker. My dad is Clint from Mitchell Hearing Aid Center on Mitchell's Main Street. I'm a senior at Mitchell High and playing in the state basketball tournament in Sioux Falls this week. Our Colonel team has had a great season, and now we're ready to give everything we got at state. Thanks to everyone for cheering us on. Can you hear the excitement? Go Colonels.
You've been listening to Tournament Fever with Travis Crins on KORN News Radio, FM 1013, AM 1490, and online at KORNradio.com. Tournament Fever is brought to you by Mitchell Hearing Aid Center, Precision Grading LLC, C&B Operations, your local John Deere dealer, and Agronomy Plus in Mitchell, Valley Station in Armour, and Rock Creek in Howard. This has been a sports presentation of KORN Mitchell, a division of NedVed Media, LLC.